Last time we started discussing what the Mishnah quotes B'Shem Reb Shimon, that there's a little bit of a complication in terms of the P'suli Eidus of the Socher Shvius. That B'tchila Yukoron Osan Osve Shvius, but Yisharabu Ha'anasim Chazru the Kroson Socher Shvius. What happened B'tchila? What happened B'sof? What exactly did they do? Were they possible B'tchila? Were they not possible B'tchila? So the first Pshat in the Gemara Daf Chavav assumed that B'tchila the Osve Shvius were Ksherin, and only the Sochrim, only people who definitely were doing Schora, were Pasala Eidus. But Misharebu Mamtziyim Ozmaniyim, then Chazal Pasal even the Osvin, and we have a discussion in the Rishonim, who exactly became Pasal? Was it the Aniyim, or the Balabatim who got the Aniyim, to pluck the Tvua, to pluck the Paris in order to sell them in the Shuk? That's the first part of the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Koshuba B'nei Rachva, Hai Misharebu Ha'anasim, Misharebu Hatagar Miboyle. If you learn like that pshat, that B'tchila the Osvei Shvius were kosher until the Mamtziyim Moz got the Aniyim to do Schora, so then it shouldn't say Misharabu Ha'anosim, that there was a pressure, and that's what changed the rules, but rather Misharabu HaTagarim, that the Tagarim, the merchants, the Balabatim, who wanted to do business, they got the Aniyim to pluck the fruit in order to sell it in the Shuk. That's what changed the whole equation. That's what changed the Din. It says the Gemara, no, you have to interpret Rabbi Shimon's statement differently. It's the exact opposite. The Tchila, they thought that both the Sochrim and the Osim were posel le'edus, meaning people who are Osef, if they were Tagarim, who got the Aniyim, to be osef the two in order to sell it, so that's like skara, so they're taka posel le'edus. But once there was an onus, once there was a pressure, what's the pressure? Arnona. That means that the melech, that the king demanded a certain tax from the community. Rashi says, mashagova melech minatuas kachma kachkurim minatzada lishona. A certain amount that the melech demanded, a certain amount of produce he demanded each and every year. That's a tremendous onus, it's a difficulty on the community. Rabbi Yanai was machris. He announced Pukav Azar B'Shvius Mishum Arnona. Mishum Arnona. It's mutter to do avoda on the karka. Tremendous chiddush, right? The karka of Eretz Yisrael. There should be an iser of avoda the karka during Shemitah. No, they announced that it's mutter to do it in order to be able to pay the tax. So because of the pressure of the tax, Chazal changed their statement and they said that the osin aksherin, those who are osin, those who are collecting the tzvua only for the purpose of paying the tax, they're kosher le'edus. The Sochrim, those who are doing business with Parashviz, they're Pasal Eidos. That's what Rabbi Shimon meant in the Mishnah. That B'tchila, they both were Pasal, and then after the onus of the Arnona came out, so then they were Machshir, the Osvim, and they Pasal the Sochrim. They kept the Sochrim Pasal, but they said that the Osvim are now kosher, because they have to work the karka in order to be able to pay the tax. What does it mean? How is it mutter to work the karka of Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah just to pay the tax? What does this have to mean? How could that be? That's what Tosis is troubled with. Vim tamar mishum arnona hitiru lachash v'lizra d'havi yisura d'araisa. But there's an issa d'araisa to work the karka of Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. All of that is going to change mishum arnona. How can that be? Yeshlomo says Tosis, demay b'shvius bizman hazeh d'rabonon. Oh! Shmita b'zmanazeh says Tosis is only midrabanan. Heimamru v'heimamru. Chazal were concerned mishum arnona that people are going to have a hefsid, people are going to lose out, so they were matir the isid rabanan to be choresh and to be zoreya to work the karka of Eretz Yisrael during Shmita. It's only isid rabanan. So heimamru v'heimamru they were matir b'makom hefsid. Why is shvius b'zmanazeh only midrabanan? So this is a major machlokas in the Rishonim. In fact, there are some Rishonim who claim that it's daraisa even b'zmanazeh. The Ramban in Gittin holds that it's Daraisa. Some of the Talmidim pointed out in the Seder that the Meiri here seems to hold that it's Daraisa. The Lashon of the Meiri. Oh. Kedusha Shvius Noheges Ba'aretz Afla Achar Churban. Kedusha Shvius is Noheg Ba'aretz. Sounds like it's even Daraisa. There's no difference whether it's before the Churban or it's after the Churban. It sounds like it's the Raisa according to me, like Rabbi Gittin. But a group of Rishonim hold that Bizman Hazeh, Shemitah is only Derabbanan. It's not Daraisa. Why is it Derabbanan? If Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Daraisa, so why should Shemitah be Derabbanan? So the simple answer to the question is maybe Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not Daraisa Bizman Hazeh. That's what Rashi writes. Rashi in the Ramaschal Puku gives Tosis his answer. How can it be Rabbi Yannai was Matir Avodah Sakarka during Shemitah if Avodah Sakarka is Daraisa? So he says, because Shvius Bizman Hazeh is only Derabbanan. Puku Vizara Bishvius says Rashi Shvius Bizman Hazeh Derabbanan. The Botla Kedushas Ha'oretz. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael has been Botla Bizman Hazeh, Zok Rashi. So if the Kedusha is only Derabbanan, or if the Kedusha is Botel, it's not Daraisa, then Shvius Bizman Hazeh is only going to be Derabbanan. It can't be Daraisa. What is Rashi saying? So Rashi clearly is taking a stand on a very important issue. We know that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was established at two different times. Bizman Yehoshua established the Kedusha that's called Kedusha Rishonah. And we assume that Kedusha Rishonah was Batel when they went into Golos. The Kedusha Rishonah was done through Kibush, through capturing the land of Eretz Yisrael. And then when they went into Golos, then the Kibush was Batel. Someone else captured the land. So then that Kedusha that stemmed from the Kibush, that's going to be Batel. So the Kedusha Rishonah is Batel. The question is, when Ezra and the Oli Babel came back, and they reestablished the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael, so they will Makadosh the land again. Is that Kedusha extant La'olam Vod? Is it Kitchel, is it Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asid Lavo? Or do we say, no, it's only Kitchel L'Shaita, and then it was Batel once they went up to Golus again? That's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. And so Rashi is taking a stand on that. Rashi is saying that even the Kedusha Shni of Ezra is Batel Bizman Hazeh. Once Klal Yisrael went into Golus, then the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Batel. It's only the Rabbanah Bizman Hazeh. It's certainly not the Araisa. So because of that, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh can only be the Rabbanah. That's how Rashi interprets.
Does that mean that Rashi doesn't even recognize the Chazakah of Kedusha that was established, or that he thinks it can be lost? It was established, but lost.
I think everyone assumes that the Kedusha was established, but he assumes that even the Chazakah can be lost. You're referring to Chazakah. We're going to get to that. That's what the Rambam invokes. Even if you say it's the Chazakah, the reestablishment of the communities, right, that the fact that Klal Yisrael was living in Eretz Yisrael, that's what created the Kedusha. Rashi holds that once they went into Golus and they're no longer living in Eretz Yisrael, then the Kedusha is Batel. That's what Rashi assumes. Comes the Rambam and disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam holds that Kedusha Shniyah exists even Bizman Hazeh. It's the famous Rambam in Ilchas Beis HaBchira. The Rambam in Ilchas Beis HaBchira, at the end of Perek Vav, he says, why do I say that the Kedusha of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim remains the Olam Vod? But the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael for Shvius and Maisus, that's Batel. So Dr. Rambam, there's a very big difference. What does the Kedusha of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim stem from? The fact that the Shechina is there. Shechina is not Batel. The Kedusha of the Shechina is never Batel. The Shechina never left the Beis HaMikdash completely. It's not there in as strong a form as it once was, but it's still there. The Shechina is never Batel from that Mokin. So the Kedusha is not Batel either. Harehu Omer Vashimotzi Es Mikdashaychem V'Arma Chachamim Av Mishishomim V'Kedushosan Heim Omdim. Even a Beis HaKnesses, when it's Shomimim, when it's desolate, it still has a Kedusha. The Beis HaMikdash certainly, even though it is Shomem, Al Har Tzion Sheh Shomem, it is Shomem, it is desolate. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but the Kedusha is still there, because the Shechina never left. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael stems from the fact that it was a Kibush Rabbin. The Kevet Shenilkecha Ha'aretz Midayim Botel HaKibush V'Niftara Min HaTorah Min Ma'isus V'Mishviyash Hare'ena Min Eretz Yisrael. Dr. Rambam, the Kibush of Klal Yisrael was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Once they went into Golus, the Kibush is Batel. Kibush Batel. Kedusha Batla. That's the difference between Kedusha of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim and Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rambam, the Kevin Shalva Ezra V'Kidsha, when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael and he was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, V'Kidsha B'Kibush Ela B'Chazaka She'Chaziku Ba. The Mekadosh was not the Kibush, the fact that they captured the land again, but rather the Chazaka that they lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael was living in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rambam, because the Kedusha stemmed not from Kibush, but rather from Chazoka, Bizman Oli Bovel, Bizman Ezra, that Kedusha is never bought up. Mekudosh Hayom, every place that the Oli Bovel will marzik is Mekudosh Hayom, mistama on a deraisa level. Even though Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael, that's what the Rambam was writing. And the Chiyuv of Shemus HaMaisis is the Raisa, as we explained in Hilchas Truma. The Kedusha still is there. The Chiyuv should be the Raisa for Shemus HaMaisis. So the Rambam distinguishes between Kedusha Rishon as opposed to Kedusha Shniyah. Kedusha Rishon was bottled because that Kedusha stemmed from Kibush. Once the Kibush is bottled, they went into Golis, then the Kedusha is bottled. But he says Kedusha Shniyah was never bottled. Why? Because the Kedusha Shniyah was through Chazaka. What's made this was through Chazaka. That means that they were living in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't the Kibush. They didn't really capture it. Right? Melech Paras told them that they could go back. They were allowed. The Goyim allowed them to go back to live in Eretz Yisrael. So it was the living in Eretz Yisrael that was Mekadosh the land. The claims the Rambam, if the Chazaka was Mekadosh the land, so then that Kedusha can never be bottled. What's the difference between a Kedusha that stemmed from Kibush and a Kedusha that stemmed from Chazaka? I could say that maybe if Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael, so then the Kedusha that stemmed from Chazaka is there, but if they went into Golis, there's no Chazaka anymore, there's no Chazaka, so then the Kedusha should be bottled. So what's the chilik between the two? Rabbi Shechter in Nefesh HaRav, he quotes from the Rav, the Rav suggested that maybe the idea is as follows, that when we say that the Chazaka was Mekadosh, what does that mean the Chazaka was Mekadosh? That means that they lived around the Beis HaMikdash, they lived in Yerushalayim and around the Beis HaMikdash, and then they gradually spread out to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But initially, the settlement was around Yerushalayim and around the Mikdash. So it could be that the Kedusha really stemmed from the Mikdash. It was like an outgrowth of the Kedusha of the Mikdash, because that's where they were living. They were living around the Beis HaMikdash. So it could be that if the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that stemmed from Chazaka really was a byproduct of the Kedusha of the Mikdash, it was an extension of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. So because the Rambam holds that the Kedusha of the Mikdash and Yerushalayim is never batel, then the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that stemmed from Chazaka can't be batel either, because it started with the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of the Mikdash. So that's what Chazaka means. Chazaka that was an extension of the Kedusha of the Mikdash, that is never batel. It's a creative approach, because the Rambam doesn't really say that beferish. He does mention the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash at the beginning of the Halacha, but it sounds like the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha Shni, is not bothered because it was done through Chazaka. It just distinguishes between Chazaka and Kibush. It doesn't really say that it stemmed from Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, but that's how the Rav explained. That's how he explained that Chazaka somehow had more than Kibush, and that's why that Kedusha Shni is never going to be bothered, because there was an extension of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of the Mikdash, and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash can never be bothered.
Can you argue that the Rambam, how he understands the Kedusha, it's the way that it was given, it's the way it can be taken back, right? So the first Kedusha, since it was conquered, and that's how Eretz Yisrael got Kedusha, was from conquering, it could also be lost through conquering. But once it's given over as a gift almost, like go back to your land, until the Jews hand it back over, until they give it as a matana also, that Chazaka can't be lost.
Why wouldn't we say the Chazaka is weaker than Kibush? If it's only because they're living in Eretz Yisrael, so if they're not living in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha should be bought though.
But it's how they lost living in Israel. It wasn't, they didn't, if they...
Chazaka doesn't mean that the Kedusha stemmed from the Matana from the Melech Paras. It means the Chazaka that they were living there. Right? It's not because they got a Matana that gave them Kedusha. It's that they were living there. So if they're not living there, they went into Golis Tachar, the Kedusha should be bought though. It's only if the Kedusha somehow came through a mechanism which can't be... But that's why the Kedusha is not going to be Batla. So that's what the Rav added, that if it stems from the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, so then we can understand if the Shechina is never Batla, then the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael of Kedusha Shniyah can never be Batla either. Isaac?
Maybe jumping to the other Rambam that we're doing, but the Kesef Mishnah here says that he doesn't understand what the difference between why Chazaka is different than Kibush, so both Chazaka and Kibush should not have Kedusha after
exactly. Rambam. That's the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha, the Kasha which we raised.
But the Kesef Mishnah says that Shvi's Ismana says Doraisa. So from what Kedusha is that coming from?
He's saying based on the Rambam's logic, there shouldn't be any difference. But maybe there's some other rule. Maybe there's some other rule. I think there's a Radvaz that says that the difference between Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shniyah was that Ezra was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael b'peh. It was a Kedusha's peh. It wasn't a Kedusha's kibush. A Kedusha of kibush can be batel if they're not living in Eretz Yisrael anymore. But a Kedusha's peh works in a different way. Ezra was actually Makadosh Pefes, so that Kedushas Pefes is never going to be blot.
The Mishnah
is asking a kasha on the Rambam Svar. Why should I be Makadosh?
No,
he's not saying there's no Kedusha. He's saying, according to the Rambam, we don't understand
what the
Svar is. But it's true. He's not arguing with the Rambam, but he doesn't understand what the Svar is. So there must be some other kind of Svar. Must be a different Svar. So the Rambam says, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael nowadays is the Raisa. For Trumas Amisis, it's the Raisa. But what does the Rambam hold about Shemitah? So it happens to be that the Rambam agrees with Rashi in the first day in Tosfos anyway. He holds that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, even if Kedushas Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh is still the Raisa. Why is that? Because the Rambam makes a linkage. The Rambam in Shemitah v'Yovel links Shemitah to Yovel. This week's parasha. It's always incredible how you learn sugyas that relate to the week's parasha. It just happens to work out like that frequently. I don't know. Kadosh Baruch Hu is certainly mesabev things in a very interesting way. So the Rambam in Shemitah v'Yovel in Perek Yud. The Rambam in Shemitah v'Yovel Perek Yud. Halacha Ches says that if Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael, then Yovel is noig. Mishagola Shevet Ruven Mishevet Gov Achatzi Shevet Menashe Botlu HaYovlos. Yovel was botel once the 2.5 Shvatim went into Golos. Shenem Krosim Dror Baretz Lachol Yoshveh Bezman Shekol Yoshveh Aleh Krosim Dror Baretz Lachol Yoshveh. The Pasuk in Parashas Behar says that Yovel is a time when we proclaim freedom, liberty throughout the land. What does it mean that there's freedom? To Nafgemina, first of all, that the Avodim Ivrim go back to their families, and the Steachuza goes back to the person who originally had that karka. So there's a sense of freedom, there's a return. What does the Pasuk say? Krasim Dor Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveh, for all its inhabitants. This is off the Rambam, quoting from the Gemara. Bizman Shekol Yoshveh Aleh, Kol Yoshveh Aleh, if all of Klal Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, or if Rove of Klal Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, Rubo Kekula, if there's a representation, some even say if there's a representation of each one of the Shvatim, so then Yovel is going to be knowing. Right? Yovel min HaTorah is going to be knowing. But if Kol Yoshveh is not Aleha, if you don't have Rov of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, if you don't have a representation of each Shevet in Eretz Yisrael, then Yovel is not going to be knowing. So that's why Bizman HaZeh says the Rambam Yovel is not knowing. So then in Halacha Tes, the Rambam adds, Bizman Sheh, Yovel Noeg, Noeg, Din Ever Divri, Vidin Bote Erechoma, etc. There are a whole host of halachas that are dependent on Yovel. So if Yovel is Noeg, then these other halachas are going to be Noeg. But Bizman Sheh, Eina Yovel Noeg, Eina Noeg, Echem, Mikol Eilu, Chutz Mishviyis Ba'oretz, Ve'ashmatas Ksafim, B'chol Mokom, Midivrayim. Except for Shemit in Eretz Yisrael, and Shemitas Ksafim, the fact that the Chovos are Batel, that all of the loans are going to be Batel, not just in Eretz Yisrael, but all over the Shemitah's Ksafim. And that's only a Dinder Rabbanan. I know there's a whole discussion whether this line, Midivrayim, the word Midivrayim, does that go on Hashmata's Ksafim, or does that even go on Shemitah's Karka? The Kesef Mishnah, there are two different Gesaos, the Talmidim were pointing out in Shir Amitai and Isaac, where we were talking for a long time about this. If there are different Gesaos, is there a period? What does the period mean? Is it a comma, not a comma? There's a big question, how to read this Rambam. Does the Rambam mean to say that Shemitah is dependent on Yovel? Maybe he means that all these other halachas are dependent on Yovel. Without Yovel, they're not noheg at all. Shemitah's Tufim is noheg midrabonin, and maybe Shemitah's daraisa. The Kesef Mishnah says it is daraisa. Is he saying pshat in the Rambam? Moshe pshat is that the Rambam holds that Shvius is also only derabonin. It is noeg, but it's only midrabbanan. Why is it midrabbanan? Because Yovel is not noeg bizman hazeh. So that's the other reason to explain why Shemitah is not daraisa bizman hazeh. Rashi holds Shemitah is not daraisa bizman hazeh because Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is batel. The Kedusha Shnia is batel. The Rambam says Kedusha Shnia is not batel since it was done through kibbutz, through chazaka, it can't be batel. So why is Shemitah bizman hazeh derabbanan? It's not derabbanan for a totally different reason. Because Shemitah is a function of Yovel, it's connected to Yovel, and since Yovel is not noeg bizman hazeh, most of Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael, still, it's not so clear how much longer that's going to continue. Mitzvah Hashem, it shouldn't continue that much longer at all. But they say that we're teetering on that midpoint, right? So it could be that Shemitah might be daraisa next time. It's a scary, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful opportunity, But some of the coolest that they have might not exist if Shemitah is going to be Daraisa. Yes, Alex.
Doesn't the Rambam also say that they have to be Nechot Lushkotim?
For Shemitah to be Daraisa. Yeah. For there to be Yovel?
For Yovel.
Okay, we have to look into that. Okay. But there are those who have claimed that once most of Klal Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, there might be more of a reason to say that Shemitah is Daraisa. Isaac?
If the Rambam links Shemitah to Yovel, and it's only when Yovel is knowing, then why does he explicitly also link it to the Chazaka of Ezra, if that really doesn't matter?
No, the Chazaka of Ezra, he's talking about not Shvias, he's talking about Shumas U'maisris. Shumas U'maisris of Daraisa, says the Rambam Bezman Hazeh, because Kedusha Shnia is still Kayim. Since the Kiddush of Ezra was done through Chazaka, it's never bottled, so Shumas U'maisris is the Raisa. Shemitah is not the Raisa, according to the Rambam Bezman Hazeh. You can have a Shemitah Derabanan even if Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael is the Raisa, because the two are not necessarily related. You need Kiddush for it to be the Raisa, but if Shemitah is dependent on Yovel, and Yovel is not knowing, then Shemitah is not going to be the Raisa anyway, even if Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael is the Raisa. Yes?
I could ask two questions. One, why would we say that Shemitah and Yovel are connected, that they are interdependent on each other to be Noheg? And also, is there a Rashi that expresses how he understands the second Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, if not a Chazaka?
Not as far as I know. Rashi does not explain his Shita through. He just says Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not knowing. In terms of your first question, so the Gemara in Gittin quotes Rebbe's Shita. V'zedvar ha-shmita shamot. V'zedvar ha-shmita shamot b'shtei shmitas ha-kosim edaber. Acha shmitas karka v'acha shmitas ksofim. Just a second. Let's take a step back. Your first kasha was, is there any mucker for why...
Or why would one argue that there's a relationship that Shemitah is dependent on Yovel?
Oh, that's because Shemitah is in the same... Because Yovel is the same halachas as Shemitah, right? The issa to work the karka is the same in Yovel and Shemitah. So it could very well be that Yovel is an extension of Shemitah, Shemitah plus. Yeah. But I think there's actually... I think some actually connected to this drasha. Yes, Tosfos does. Tosfos in Gittin. Pirush Hakunches Nashmatas Karka Lo Nogu the Bayis Sheni Kedem Nishu Rishami. Minayin Shein Shmita Noheges Lo Zman Shai Yovel Noheg. Shnei Bevezed Var Shmita Shomot. Acha Shmita Yovel V'acha Shmita Shvias. So the Gemara quotes Rebbe there in the in Gittin on Daf Lamed Vav as connecting Shmita's Karka to Shmita's Ksofin. Tosfos quotes the Rishalmi that connects. It says the Zedvar Shmita Shama. Which two Shmitas are we comparing? Yovel, which does have a din of Shmita, as we just said, to regular Shmita. Every seventh year is called Shmita, but Yovel, the 50th year, also has a halacha of Shmita. So it could be that the two are connected. That the Torah is talking about two Shmitas, Bizman She'echa Noeg, Hasheni Noeg. And if one is not Noeg, then the other one is not going to be Noeg. So that's why Yovel and Shmita might be dependent on each other. Okay. So these are two reasons why Shvias might be the Rabbon of Bizman Hazeh. Either because Kedushas Eretz Yisrael nowadays is only the Rabbon, or even if it's Daraisa, it's dependent on Yovel. And since Yovel is not knowing the Torah nowadays, not knowing at all, so Shmita is not going to be Daraisa Bizman Hazeh. That could be why Tosfos assumed that Rabbi Yanai was willing to be Mekel, Mishamar Nona, that they could work the Kaka of Eretz Yisrael. Because he holds the Shvias Bizman Hazeh the Rabbon for one of these two reasons. And as a result of that, Heimamar Vehimamar, Chazal said that B'makom Hefsid, you're allowed to violate the Issa Rabbana to work the karka of Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. So comes the Sanhedrin Ketana and points out, one of the Gedolei Achronim in the back of the Koivitz, he points out, it sounds from Tosfos that you're allowed to violate an Issa Rabbana, but Malcolm Hefsek? I mean, that's what's going on over here. There's still an Issa to work the karka of Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, so but Malcolm Hefsek was suddenly allowed to do Averis? Yes. If it's only an Issa Rabbana. If it's an Issa Daraisa, you're not allowed to do the Aver but Malcolm Hefsek. We know that when it comes to mitzvah saseh, how much money do you have to give up for a mitzvah saseh? Chomesh, a fifth, maximum of a chomesh. Hamavazbez al yivazbez yoser mechomesh. But for a mitzvah lo saseh, how much do you have to give? Everything, right? You have to be willing to give up all of your money not to violate a mitzvah lo saseh. What's the halacha when it comes to an issa d'rabbanan? Do you have to be willing to give up all of your money not to violate an issa d'rabbanan? Or there perhaps we can be mekel. So comes the Sanhedrin Ketan and says, you see from the first day in Tosfos that Issa D'Rabbanan is very different than an Issa D'Araisa. For an Issa D'Rabbanan, you can be Mekel, but Malcolm Hefsek. Because if not for that, then how can we understand how they were matir? Rabbi Yanai was matir Hukuv Vizara B'Shvias, Mishum Arnona. Mishum Arnona, Mishum Hefset, suddenly you're allowed to work the Karka of Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah is still the Rabbanim B'Zman Hazeh. What's the Heter? B'Makom Hefset, I can violate the Yisrael Rabbanim? It must be yes. It must be that B'Makom Hefset, you can violate an Yisrael Rabbanim. Now this is not at all poshut. The Mechassana quotes from the Prima Godim, who was Mistapek. The Prima Godim has a Safek. Do you have to give up all your money, not violate an Yisrael Rabbanim? Not so poshut. The Prima Godim wasn't so sure. But the first day in Tosfos seems pretty sure. Interesting. That's what the Mechassana points out, that Ot Tosfos sounds like he's taking a stand, at least in the first day, he's taking a stand on the Suffolk and the Prima Godim. That's what the Mechassana suggests initially. But then he says, maybe our case is different. Maybe the Heter over here is not because in general one is allowed to violate an Issid Rabbanu B'Makam Hefzid. Maybe Dafka, in this context of Shemitah, Heim Amru V'Heim Amru, Chazal explicitly created a dispensation that one is allowed to violate the Issed Rabbanan of Shemitah Skarka nowadays, B'Makom Hefzid. Dafka over here, Chazal recognized that there might be a problem, that there might be situations where there will be a Hefzid, and they didn't want to institute the Shemitah Rabbanan, B'Makom Hefzid. So Dafka over here is a special takon over here. It was part of the original takana, perhaps, claims the Menchassin. Part of the original takana that Chazal said, B'makom Hefzid, one is allowed to violate the Yisrael Rabbanim. But that doesn't tell me that in general one would be allowed to violate Yisrael Rabbanim B'makom Hefzid. It's dafka over here. Dafka over here. So that's what the Ramah seems to allude to. In the footnotes in the Mechassanah, they don't call the Yad Ramah, if I remember correctly, but they point out that's what the Yad Ramah says. What does he say? The time of the Milsim, Mishim L'Shviyaz, B'zman HaZed Rabbanim, the Makom Hefzid, Chazal, when I goes there. When I goes there, what? What, in general? It doesn't sound like in general. Chazal, when I goes there, Shemitah, the Rabbanan, the Makom Hefzid. That's what the Ramah seems to say. That it's a special dispensation that Chazal had over here in this context of Shemitah, the Rabbanan, that the Makom Hefzid, you can be making. This is the first day of Tosfos. Yes?
Doesn't it sound more like he's speaking in general terms? That's like when the Gemara also says it a lot, is there a lo gazer banan or...
Okay, it's true, you're right. It could be a more general statement, but what's clear is it's not because one is allowed to violate Yisrael Rabbanan but Makom Hefzid. It's that either Chazal instituted that one is allowed to do that. Without Chazal instituting it, I wouldn't be able to violate the Issed Rabbanan B'Makom Hefzid. And Taka, that makes a lot of sense. The Mechaschina quotes the Radvaz. The footnote in the Mechaschina quotes the Radvaz. Right? The Mechaschina himself quotes the Prima Godin, but the footnote quotes that the Radvaz, Lamed Aleph, on page 2 of the Mechaschina, he quotes that the Radvaz writes in a tshuva, that why should one be allowed to violate Yisrael Rabbanan B'Makom Hefzid? Lo Sosser is an Issa Daraisa. The fact that you have to listen to the Chachamim Bechlal is a Daraisa. So why should it be any less Chamer than a Daraisa? So if you learn the Yad Ramah like Yisrael's approach, so then you're saying that Heim Amru V'Heim Amru, that's a good answer to the Radvaz's Taina. Lo Sosser Taka sounds like a Daraisa, but Chazal are able to tell us when Lo Sosser applies, when Yisrael Daraisa apply.
The Yad Ramah is saying that in all cases they were not gozer. Whenever they made a gzira, they were not gozer by Hashemamah.
So if you learn the Yad Ramah like Yisrael, so then what you're suggesting is that just like the Marshal Chazal say that Sveikad Rabbanan Lekula, Chazal said that even though Lo Sosser is a Daraisa, but you can go Lehokel, whereas by Serm Daraisa we say Sveikad Daraisa Lechumra. So they tell you there's a difference. The Rabbanans are like the Raisas, the Bechlal Lo Sosser, and yet Chazal tell you B'makom Sofer you can be Mekel. So what you're suggesting is that here too, maybe Chazal said B'makom Hefzid you can always be Mekel. It's still a special dispensation of Chazal. You could read the Ramah differently. You could say that it's a special halacha when it comes to Shemitah. I'm not sure how to read the Ramah. I hear what you're suggesting, Efshe Mekan Zogan Azoy, but it's not Muchruch. You could say that it's a special dispensation when it comes to Shemitah. And that's talk of the way that the Mechassanah learns. The Mechassanah doesn't say that it's a halacha that applies to all Yisrael Rabbanan, right? He only says it applies to Shemitah. So once the Minchas Chinuch says it, to suggest that within the Ramah is not completely strange. Could be that the Ramah is saying something special about Shemitah, even though it's not mefurish in his words like that. Okay, this is all the first day of Tosfos. The Tosfos offers a different answer as well. Nami Yesh Lomar, why were they allowed to work the karka of Eretz Yisrael Mishum Arnona? The Vikuach Nefeshu, Shishol Lehem HaMelech Mas, Ve'en Lehem Ma Yifre'enu, U'meisim B'tfisas HaMelech. The problem is it's pikuach nefesh. That if they don't have what to give the king for the mass, so then he'll put them into jail. And being in jail, the king's jail, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. People die b'tfisa. They die in jail. So we're so concerned. It's not a vade pikuach nefesh, but it's a savik pikuach nefesh. And both vade and savik pikuach nefesh are docha kol ha-tora kula, except for the gimel averis. So this is not one of the Gimel Averis. Working the karka of Shemitah, even if Shemitah is Daraisa, it's not one of the Gimel Averis. So there's no mitzvah to be Mosa Nefesh, no Din Yehorek Val Yavar over here. So that's why, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, Chazal Umatim, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, they said that one is allowed to work the karka of Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. That's the second day in Tosfos. But it's not that B'mokom Hefzid one is allowed to work the karka, but because it's Pikuach Nefesh, there's a hetter to work the karka. Two different answers of Tosfos. Alex?
Pikuach Nefesh is that Tzvisas HaMelech is that will be put in jail?
Yeah. They'll put you in jail, or maybe the king will do something worse. If you're not paying the taxes, then he'll put the person to death. But Tzvisa means jail. And the jails were not pleasant places. You know, if a person could be in jail for years, it's damp, it's cold, people died in jail. So it's a Savet Pikuach Nefesh, Savet Pikuach Nefesh, Zoh HaKol HaTerakul. So these are the two answers of Tosfos, that either B'makom Hefzid, Chazal V'Mekel, Shemitah is only the Rabbanim B'zman Hazeh, Chazal V'Mekel B'makom Hefzid, or it's Pikuach Nefesh, the Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Kol HaTorah Kulo, so that's why one is allowed to be Mekel. What are these 2 days disagreeing about? Why did Tosfos need his second opinion? So the first opinion of Tosfos is making two assumptions. First of all, Tosfos is assuming that Shemitah B'zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanim. And secondly, Tosfos is saying that for a Shemitah Derabanan, one is allowed to violate the Isser B'makom Hefzid. That's two assumptions that the first day in Tosfos is making. The second day in Tosfos could be disagreeing with one of these two assumptions. The second day in Tosfos either might hold that Shvias B'zman Hazeh is Daraisa. He might be giving an answer assuming that Shvias B'zman Hazeh is Daraisa, like the Meiri, like the Ramban. He can't say B'makom Hefzid, you're allowed to violate the Isser of working the Karka, because that's an Issa Daraisa. You have to be willing to give up all of your money not to violate an Issa Daraisa. That's why Tosfos has to suggest that B'makom Pikuach Nefesh is Mutter. B'makom Pikuach Nefesh is Mutter. This is what the Tosfos HaRosh writes. But the reason why Tosfos offers the second pshat is because he's trying to explain L'man D'Omar Shvias B'zman HaZeh Daraisa.